means that not only chitim means wheat. Chitim makolis abeza means probably that was the food which he mainly needed. He said that we have to give me lechem. He meant actually lechem. The eslim kor shemen kusis. He gave him also 20 kor of shemen kusis means the finest oil. He said kusis lamor. That's the oil that comes out from squeezing the olives. There are two ways how to produce oil. The first quality is to squeezing out the olives. The second quality is that you grind them in a mill. So that oil is not as clean, as pure. He gave him the finest oil. Kol yiten Shlomo lachir of shona b'shona. Shlomo gave this to Shlomo. Shona b'shona means every year. Every year, you know, probably every year as long as he lived. Now, something is repeated. Vashem nosan chokhma lishlomo yeshedibu. Well, we had that a few times already. So now all of a sudden it says, Hashem had given Shlomo chokhma as he had told him. That means, he sholam ben chiram ben shlomo. There was peace between chiram and shlomo. Yichasu ris sheneim and made a covenant between them. It means like this. A person can have the biggest chokhmah. Chokhmah mikol odom. Yechkam mikol ish. When he can talk about all the flowers and all the animals, and he knows kol ha-Torah kula, and he knows all signs, ha-chokhmah, ha-mado, and the whole world comes and hears about him, he makes thousands of mishonim, and poetry and everything. But the chokhmah to get along with somebody else, with whom you do business, that's not included. A person can be very foolish when it comes in dealing with others. Maybe it's great, great chokhmah. This is so Hashem had given Shlomo chokhmah. It's repeated here in the following connection. That was Sholom. They have business deal. He offers this and he has this. That could have been machlokas. The chokhmah is to have no machlokas. So that was included. The special chokhmah that to have Sholom. Yisholom ben Chiram and Shlomo. Not only this, there was Sholom that made a covenant, established a treaty between the two of them. Vayatzel HaMelech, which means a treaty is in case if I'm attacked, you have to help me, and vice versa. Vayal HaMelech Shlomo Mas Mikol Yisrael. Now Shlomo Melech did something which has, at first seems to be surprising. That, by the way, is the HaTorah Parshas Truma. Hashem knows the Chokhmah Mishnah. Shlomo made a mass, a tax. He levied a tax. Mikol Yisrael from Kol Yisrael. Now, if you levy the tax from Kol Yisrael, and it says here, he amas shloshim elef ish, and the tax was 30,000 people. That means 30,000 people had to be selected from Kol Yisrael, and they had to work for Shlomo. That means like we have, a conscription for military purposes. Here is a conscription to build the Beis HaMikdash. He needed 30,000 people. Now, I didn't have any volunteers. There were plenty of volunteers that comes later. For cutting the arozim, he needed 30,000 people who were not volunteers. They were chosen from Kol Yisrael. Now, mas can mean mas kisofim. It means, in that case, if it means he levied money from all of Israel. It means they had to pay a certain tax, which he hired 30,000 people. But it doesn't seem to be like this. It seems to be the mas is people, conscription of people. Why is that necessary? And we read it passes Truma. Passes Truma, there is behind the beginning of Truma, the people, they love to give. It was more. They gave more and more and so forth. Everybody volunteered. And there in the same Sedra, you learn the Haftorah, that was the conscription rate. The answer is this. Later on, you find Havai's people know something. There's a mitzvah opinion. There's a mikdash, probably everybody wanted to have a sefiyah to put a stone in and to put something, have something, some kind of work. You have a sefiyah in building the mikdash, a mitzvah of building the mikdash. However, is another mitzvah. The mitzvah is the king has to build the Mishkan. That's the Melech Yisrael has the mitzvah of Tiras HaMolech in building the Mishkan. In which way is Shlomo building the Mishkan? He cannot do it by himself. So he has, if he has, he conscripts people. That means he puts people into work and have to work for him, like his avodim. And that's like he's doing it. They're doing it not because they want to do it. Then it's not his mitzvah anymore. Because these 30,000 people have to do it because they have to do it. They have to do it, that's mas. So that means that Shlomo HaMelech is mekayim the mitzvah of Melech has to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's, of course, it was a very good job that the people get. First of all, probably very well paid. You can assume Shlomo HaMelech, Peshata, wined and dined and get. Secondly, there's a very beautiful job. By Shlochem Levonono, he sent them into Levonon, Aseres Alof Achomish. Every month, 10,000 people. Khalifas. Khalifas means alternating. Chodesh Yibal Levonon, 1 month in Levonon, Shnaim Chodoshim Bebeisar, and 2 months at home. Vadaon Yirom Alamos. And Adaon Yirom was the one in charge of that mosque. Now, it means like this. For instance, there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben will be in Nisan, in the Levonon, and Shimon and Levi are home. Then there comes Shimon, is in Iyar, in the Levonon, and Reuben and Levi are home. And Levi is in Sivan, in the Levonon, and Reuben and Shimon are home. That's a very nice job. two months vacation, one month's work, 2 months vacation, and then it goes again. Then you have another month's work, and again 2 months vacation. And this girl will probably get paid for the vacation. So it's a very good job, but it has to be done involuntarily. That was the idea. They have to select the people, because they have to work as Avdei Shlomo. Avdei Shlomo means the Melech is building the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we have here in Rosh Halmi Ksubis, why did he do this? And 1 month in Levona and 2 months home. We think just because, today we think in terms of labor movement, of union. Here the Beis HaMikdash, they love to do it. They would have neglected the mitzvah of Pir Yivarivya. They should be with their wives. These 10,000 to 30,000 people. So it says here, Omer Rav Oven, Roshalming Suez, Omer Rav Chiba Fakulish Bochum, Pir Yivarivya, Yosem Beis HaMikdash. Hakulish Bochum has the mitzvah of Pir Yivarivya that there should be Jewish children born. That is even greater than the building of Beis HaMikdash. If you have no Jewish children, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash. Yosef Beis HaMikdash, my time, Chodesh Yir Balvonu Shnayim Chodoshim Beis. He wanted to show, they could say, 1 month come and 1 month on vacation, 1 month. No, he wanted to give them 2 months in order to see that you should be together, husbands and wives together, so there may be three Bolivia. It's double as much as important as building the Beis HaMikdash. So this is what we learn from here. Vayi l'shlomo shivim elef nosisam. In addition to that, Shlomo HaMelech had 70,000 people who were porters of sabal, of loads. In other words, they had to carry. Now, the more people to carry, the less one individual has to carry. So he has a very enormous amount, 70,000 carriers, porters of loads, u'shmonim elef chotzibor, and 80,000 who were hewing the stones in the mountain. Now, this is hard labor. In other words, who were those people? So the Chachom tell us these were the Gerim Gerurim. These were the non-Jews who voluntarily became Jews. Although we have learned last night that in the time of Shlomo, we didn't accept any Gerim, so they were not officially accepted as Gerim. However, Gerurim means by themselves. They just wanted to live like Jews. And some say that the Chalashas, because we say later that Shlomo HaMelech sent boats to the coast of Africa, the Chalashas are those Gerim Gerurim. They behave, they have all many mitzvahs, Jewish mitzvahs and so forth. Could be. We do not know. Whatever it is, there were 150,000 workers who became Jewish. By themselves, they were not accepted, really officially, but they kept the mitzvahs and so forth. They built the Beis HaMikdash. We have explained that also, that means the Beis HaMikdash was not intended to be only Beis HaMikdash of the Jewish people. It was supposed to be based on Tefillah L'chol HaAm. Eventually, the whole world shall accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs of Noah, and the tzaddikim of them would become Gera Emes, Gera Tzedek, and so the Beis HaMikdash was built with Gera Geruah's help. Levat, this was all besides Zore HaNitzorim L'Shlomo. It means here as much as the overseers. The Zore HaNitzorim Nitzorim means governors. The leaders of the governors means here the overseers. Asher Al Amlocha, which were supposed to be over the work. There were Shloshim, Shloshes, Alofim, Shulash Meyers, 3,300. Rodim Ba'om Hosim Amlocha, who controlled the people during the war. It means there were some overseers, 3,300. In Divrayom we find 3,600. The Foshim explained that the 300 were the superior officers. It was divided that the governors, as they call them here, the overseers, 3,300, and there was a staff of 300 people who were in charge of those. And so it is both correct to say there were 3,300 as well as 3,600 as in Divrei Hayomim. Tzav HaMelech, then the king commanded, that's the important, because it should be Mitzvah HaMelech, Vayasiu Avunim Gedolos, and they moved the big stones. Now, Hasiu comes from the word Nausea, means travel. Yasiu, make travel. They moved them, they make them travel. But they waited for a command of Shlomo. Of course, that should be, that means from the stone quarries, where they used the stones in the mountains, they had to transport them to Yerushalayim. So the king gave a command. They transported big stones. Havonim Yekoros means here not as much as precious stones, but heavy stones. Yoko actually means heavy. Same as kobalt. Yoko is kobalt, is honor, and yoko is heavy. Something very heavy. Yoko can mean seldom, precious. It means, here it means probably heavy. The yaseh taboyis, to make the basis of the house, avnikosis. The basis, first of all, the foundation, was built with Avnei Gozes. Now we say Quaderstein. Avnei Gozes means stones that have a beginning of a basement. Seen as a stones which have a certain size. They're called Avnei Gozes. See the coast of Maromi. See some of these stones. They're special. Tremendously heavy stones. And since they didn't have the machinery that we have today, so it's probably were carried by humans. And this was a precision work. You have to do them. Is the half of the pyramids the same thing? I mean, such precision work has to be within a fraction of an inch. They have to be fit one next to the other. And it's done by that they all give a command to say, at one second, people have to make certain moves. And they're special and trained in that particular craft. By Yifselu, Bone Shlomo, Ubone Chiron. The builders of Shlomo and the builders of Hiram, they hewed Sollocho. They hewed the stones. The stones have to have a certain size. Vehagivlim, and also Givlim. Now nobody knows who they are, but we have a nation called Gevol. Gevol, the Amok, Mamolek. So it seems to be that the Givlim come from Gevol, a small certain region. The Givlim. Vayochino, who ate him, who born in Rivnos Abbas, they prepared the wood, the stones, the Sabbath. Now there is a machlokas whether how this was done. We have a machlokas in the Morah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonim. Whether it's done up in Ace, the stones, that means the Shomia, that's about up in Ace, so that no iron tools were used at all to cut the stones into proper size. As the wood is concerned, the same thing. Or whether it was like this, that the Issa is, or when it says later, the Issa to use any stone tools for the Mizbeah is an Issa. But here Shlomo HaMelech was Machmir, And it says later that no stone tools were used at all for the building of the Mikdash. Makovos, the garzen, as comes later, means iron tools were not used. That is only at the building site. But it says, Mesadatim mibachutz, mechinin, oponim mibifnim. It means out at the place where the wood was cut, and there you could use an iron tool. Except when you put them, so they had to be all cut according to the architect plan in all the sizes. It just were brought there and fastened there without iron tools. The cutting was done with regular tools, and it was then brought to Yerushalayim, the Sadatim Bechutz, the iron tools outside, and when they brought in, they were built without using them. Vahi Bishmonim Shono, Vahaba Meir Shono, Tzeis B'nei Yisroel, Meiret Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year after B'nei Yisroel had come out of Mitzrayim. Vashono Raviz, in the seventh, in the fourth year, the Chodesh Siv, in the second month, that Chodesh Siv is Iyar. Hachodesh Hasheni, Limloch Shlomo al Yisroel. Yiven Habayis Hashem. That was the second month of Shlomo, fourth year, second month after Shlomo was king in Israel. Yiven Habayis Hashem. And then he, Shlomo, built the house to Hashem. Which means like this, there were 3 years of preparation. Don't forget, Shlomo HaMelech died on Shavuos. So from Shavuos, from Sivan to Nisan is year number one. Because we say the Melochim always counted from Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan started number two, year two. And then there was the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the, again, started year three. And then came Rosh Chodesh Nisan again. That was started year four. And it was Sivan. Why Sivan? Because that makes it exactly 4 years. Because in Sivan he became king. Since in Sivan he became king, so in Iyar was actually the 4 years over. So that, in other words, they were 3 years over, and 3 years they needed for preparation. 3 years for preparation. And Shlomo was at that time, since he was 12, so he's now 15. The whole Shlomo, 15 years old. At the age of 15, he's starting to build the Beis Hamikdash. At the age of 15, he was already married to the daughter of Pharaoh. So, never lose the perspective what goes on. So, that's why it says, we learn from here, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Hashanah Limelochim, the Jewish kings, it's from here, because we say here, Chodesh Rabi, Chodesh Siv, Chodesh Hasheni, Limeloch Shlomo Al Yisrael. Chodesh Hasheni means the fourth year, the second month, because Nisan is always the deadline. Nisan is the date line, the date. So it's exactly 3 years of preparation. The fourth year after Shlomo HaMelech has become king, begins the actual building of the Sabbath. Everything else was preparation. We think about that, this means 480 years, and Eretz Yisrael, since it took 40 years to be in the Midbar, so it was 440 years after the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael. Already 440 years in Eretz Yisrael, and now begins the Beis Hamikdash. And the Torah says, if you come El Abnucho, El Anachalo, then you cannot bring Kavonis anymore. On the Bomos, the only English, right? Menucha means a rest for a while, which was Mishkan Shiloh, which was 380 years, stood in Shiloh. All the other times, there was the Mishkan in Gilgal, in Nov, in Givon, and Menachalo. Menachalo means heritage. That means now on it's always there. No other Mokam Mamikdash can exist after this forever. That's why we call it Beis Olamim, the house forever, somewhere for all times to come. Then it was Beis Hamikdash, and now it's forbidden. It's since that time to bring any problem outside of Islamic. Again repeated. Hamela Shloma building. Because he has the mitzvah. Shishim Amo Ocha. This whole Islamic, all his preciousness, took 7 years to build, was a small building. In terms that we think today, a building construction, 60 amas was his length. Esrim Rochbo, 20 is width. He would say it's a small building. Some reform temples. Bigger. How can you coach the whole? 2,000,000. This is 60 amas long, 20 amas wide. Shloshim amas kamos is also not a skyscraper. 30 amas the height. That's right. About the third floor of the apartment. 30 amas high. That's the whole thing. That's it. That's amazing. Now, which means, when we think of the later description, is like this. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20. 20 by 20. The Heichal, which was in front of it, was 40 by 20. So that's the 60. And that's the 60. And then before, that was an ulam. An ulam, that means like a porch, a vestibule. A vestibule. And that was 10 by 20. That was 10 by 20. So that's together with 7, the length. But that ulam didn't have the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. This was in between. So, v'ho ulam. Now he talks about the ulam. Al pnei heichal habayis. That was on the front of the heichal habayis. Heichal habayis. The heichal is that we call it, as Kodesh HaGadoshim is called in Tanakh, Devir. That's where the word Devir means, the word Gabor is a leader. Devir is the place for the leader. That's the in a palace. The inner sanctum is called the Devir. That's where the king himself has his private chambers. Like you have places in a palace which are open to the public. And the private chamber. So the private chamber of the king, we call it Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chadar HaMitos, the Medrash. Chadar HaMitos, the bedroom. The bedroom. That's the private chamber. That's the Dvir. Aside from the fact that Dovah means the word. And the word of Hashem is there, so to speak, solidified in the Neluchas HaBris. And when Moshe Rabbeinu hears the Dvar Hashem, the Mishnei HaKruvim, that this is the place. So it's the place of the word, the Dvir, the place of the word. And Heichal comes from the word Yecholes. Yechol means the powerhouse. Yechol means the king is the Kol Yechol. He has the powerhouse. That's the place where the king, when the real kings have the throne. The throne, the palace, that we call the palace. So we see something very interesting. Actually, the Hamikdash is the palace of the Torah. The Torah is inside Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Torah. The Torah is the ruler, and then comes the Heichal. That's the palace in front, in strict sense. Then it comes a vestibule. Now it says here that this vestibule, which was on the front of the house, Esrim Amos Orko, was 20 Amos long. You see something that we would, in our language, wouldn't do that. We would say it was 10 amas long. But whatever is the longer side is called roch. Since it was 10 by 20, we called it long, and all of a sudden what so far was the width becomes the length. So it says, Esrim amas orko, al pnei roch av habayis. He explains, the length was on the face of the width of the house. The width of the house was 20, and that added piece of 10 was called now the length. It's called what we would call it the width, but it happens to be wide 20 and 10 long. But if we take it separately, it's the width. Esa amar rochba al pnei habayis, and 10 amas was its width, which means on the pnei habayis, on the face of the house. Well, it pasuk, without visual the conception is very hard to understand. So it's a very simple thing. Just a long house, and it is 40 by 20, and 20 by 20, 40 by 20, so it's 60 by 20. And then comes a prolongation in a vestibule, which is 10, added on to the length of the house, and 20 as wide as the house. But he calls it here, this ulam at 20 lengths, up there, rochav habayis, which was on the width of the house. The width which was 20 was added on to the width. So, and the Ezer ba'amar rochav al pnei habayis. Vayas labois, he made for that house, chalone shakufi matun. Now, the house had chalone, except the Kodesh HaKodeshim, most probably didn't have it, but the Beis HaMikdash itself had windows. The windows were chalufim shakufim atum. Now the word shokuf, we find that the simple pshat means, shokuf means that there were window frames. Like we have mashkov. Mashkov is the frame on top of the door. So they were framed, not just holes cut in the wall, but they were framed. There is no glass, but what there is atum, they were closed. Of the closed and no windows. So you must think of like lattice work. Put some lattice work so the air comes in, the light comes in. But it's some auto means closed. Shakufi means to look through. Through, that means here means a frame window with some kind of enclosure. Rachomim have said shakufi matumim means the following. It's no contradiction. It means like this, all the windows are built in such a way, you look at this, any window, it's also the walls, the frame of the window sill, always goes, let's say, if this is the room, the light comes from the outside, so the light should dissipate, it is wider at the inside the house, than at the window frame. The window frame is narrow, and widens out, so that whatever light comes in, that goes all in, dissipates in the room. In the Mishamix was the other way around. It was the other way around. The window frames were so, they were wide outside and narrow inside. Because the idea was that the light of the Mishamix should go outside. The Mishamix does not need, the windows were not made in order to let the light from outside in, but Kimitzion Tetzetoro, to let the light from the inside of the Mishamix out. So that means shikufi matum. Vayiven al akia, he built next to the wall, al kia bais, yotzia means a side structure. A side structure. These are so-called koyim. In the second Beis HaMikdash there were large rooms called lishkos. Here were smaller rooms called toyim. The toyim means certain small rooms, which were outside the Beis HaMikdash, which were used for many, many purposes, just like in the second Beis HaMikdash, he used it for all kinds of things, for the shemen, for the Torahs, and for the whatever it is, for the wood. So here it was the same thing, but these were outside structure. He built next to the wall an outside structure, so with all around about. So with Eskiros Habai, so with Laheron Ladvir. Means surrounding the Kiros Habais, surrounding all the walls of the house, surrounding both the Hechol and the Dvir. Now this means the Kodesh and the Kodesh of the Gosh. Ayas Sloa Soviv, and he made, Sloas means here as much, so it means ribs, here means side chambers, rooms, chambers around them. It built a side structure which had was wide, and there were chambers inside of it. Now we have to close today promptly at 9. But Yitz Hashem, next week we'll go about the description of the side structures, the so-called toim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not repeated in the second. We are in the middle of a description of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We learned about the Yotzia. Besides Beis HaMikdash itself, there was a side structure which was built around the Beis HaMikdash. Inside the side structure there were toim, means small rooms for all kinds of purposes. In the second Beis HaMikdash we learned the purpose of the function of this toim was taken over by mishpat, which were much larger. But these were the toim. Now, we learned about Yotzia. Yotzia is a side structure. Yotzia ha-tachtono chomesh ba'amo ofo. The side structure, the lower one, there were three stories. There was five amos ofo, the width. Ha-tachtono chomesh ba'amo ofo. And the middle one was six amos wide. Ashlishis, and the third one, that was the top one, Sheva ba'amarok, seven amos wide. He migros nosan labais sovif chutzo. He had made, done actually giving, but here it means he has made ledges for the house all around on the outside. The vilti achaus, the kiraus habais, so that the beams of the side structure shouldn't have a hole in the walls of the house. Now if you look at this here, see this is mikroas. These are mikroas. In other words, the building was built in such a way that there was one amma from the roof, all the way from the roof. There was the first ledger was one amma, was five down, but one amma was let out. Actually, we're talking abatements. This is what it means. The picture shows more than the words. Then the next one was further out, and the third one was still further out. So that the beams of the side structure had could lay on these mikroas. They were probably made in such a way so the beams were lying inside. As somehow hollowed out. So in they were lying inside the mikroas, here and here. Each one was further out than the other. So that it says here, Ayotzia at the Tona was Komish Amos, Rofa, the lowest was five, the middle was six, and the Shlishi was seven Amos, Rofa, the width. Which means since this was further out, it was the lowest. This was further out, so it was only five amas was the width, while this was further in, so it was longer. And this, the upper one, was still further in, so it was longer. Now, you see something very interesting here. In the building of the Semikdash, we have Chomesh Bo Amo. We have Chomesh Amos and Chomesh Bo Amo. Bo Amo means within the Amo. You find in the Torah also Chomesh Bo Amo. The Torah talks about the curtains, about the parochas and the curtains. It's Chomesh Bo Amo. Bo Amo means it's not exactly five Amos. It's within the Amo. It's slightly less. Because when you have a curtain is, doesn't have a fixed length. You know, you make a curtain which is five Amos long. But it isn't mathematically correct, because sometimes it depends on the weather, and sometimes it contracts, and sometimes it, after a while, when it's long used, it's a little bit less, and slightly a little bit less. Here's the same thing. Well, these beams were put into these mikroas. They're put into the mikroas so that it shouldn't be necessary to nail them or to cement them to the wall of the semikdash. But so the beams, while it says there were five, six, or seven, but the beams were not exactly measured, because there must be a little space left between where the wall of the semikdash ends and where the beams are started. So this explains the difference between amo and bo amo. My father's father also used to give this test. Explains something very interesting. We have a later on Yamshel Shlomo Kamptin. Yamshel Shlomo was 30 amas circumference and 10 amas wide. Now, 10 amas was the width, and 30 amas. So, this is not mathematically correct, because we have pi, you know. Pi is about a seventh of. When we say it was 10 amas long, then the circumference should be 30 and a seventh, plus so and so. So, it's not correct. So, Tosva says, lo dok. Tosva says it's not correct. So the reason that's not correct because it was correct. It says bo amma. Bo amma. The circumference was bo amma. So that means it's not correct. It's not correct. It's not a slight difference between what it says there and what it really was. And it says amma means exactly amma. That's why you have amma. And here you have bo amma. Now, it says here, Habayis behibonoso, the house, Habayis means the house itself, does not refer to Yetziah, and it doesn't refer to the other things, the inside fence, the embellishments, inside was laid out with cedar wood and gold and so forth. This took a long, long time. The building of the house itself was Altimeh. But Habayis behibonoso. The Hebrew knows, I mean, while it was being built, while it was being, Eben Shalema was built of perfect stones. The stones were absolute, complete. No collections, no chiseling off, no hewing off, and then it was just perfect. Maso Nivu. Maso means completely ready for the transport. In other words, the stones were made in the stone quarry, wherever they made the stones in the mountains, and there were even Shlemo Masanim was built of stones which were transported. Masa is a trip, you know, transported in perfection and just put into the wall. Nothing, it was just fit. And just today you have these custom made buildings, everything's made custom made, just fit one to the other. Now these are pieces of small pieces of brick and pieces of walls. This was custom made. Now this outside in where the mountains were, they were fit just and transported right like this into the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Umakovos v'hagarzen, and makovos is hammer, makabi, hammers. So then it has to spell it with a two. Makovos means hammers. Hagaz and an axe, kol kli bazel, in any iron tool, lo nishma babais, was not heard in that house, babais, behibo no so, when it was being built. And the word behibo no so, and behibo no so, which is repeated, Hachom have learned that this was a mace. It was done very quickly. The whole thing was a mace. And the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah that people should do, is actually only the masa, the transport. You have to transport it, bring from here to here. But everything else was helped, apinates. Now here we have a Gemara in Mechilta, and a Gemara in Sota, which talks about this strange thing that it was masa nisimoy. It says in the Midrash, Ruchos and Malochim Ozrim. The Ruchos and Malochim are helping. It says the Avonim themselves, the stones themselves, like they place themselves into the proper direction. You see, every fraction of an inch would make a difference. It has to fit perfectly together. Perfectly together. And it was done. This was and this will be next. Now, it says here, Mechil Plagis, Babayis and Inishma, when it says Babayis, Habayis, Basel, Kokli Basel, no Nishma, Babayis, Ibonos. The Torah repeats, the Novi repeats, the iron tools were not used and heard Babayis. Because you couldn't hear, it was completely silent, the whole thing was silent. You couldn't think that there was building going on. Everything was silent, just being one stone after the other, came from the mountains, just fit it in perfectly in the proper position. So it says, Babayis na, Aval nishma bachutz. Abachutz nishma. That means outside. That means where the mountains, where they worked on it. Then you use iron tools. That's why I said the iron tools were not used by Babayis. But nishma, but mani mekayim, how am I mekayim? It says, in misbach abonim, kaseli. The Torah says, you make a misbach abonim, lau sivne esen kuzis. That you shall not build those with hewn stones, because hewn stones, chabacho and nafto leo, vatechale leo, you use your sword. The sword means any iron tool which chops something off. So it means you use iron tools, and through this you will machale the stones in the basin. So how am I a kindness? So of course you could have answered, that's the Mizbeach, and that's the Bais. But the big difference, the Torah only says by Mizbeach. But the thing is this, the Mizbeach, the Torah gives me only an example. The Mishkan had no iron whatsoever. So I mean, you make me a Mizbeach of Avonim. So the Torah wants to say anything which is made from Avonim, but the Mizbeach is only an example. That's what the Mechilta assumed is the Pshat. Then the Mechilta has a good question. Since Mizbeach Avonim does not mean only Mizbeach Avonim, but any Avonim in the Beis HaMikdash, so you're not supposed to use any iron tools. So how am I mekayim the mitzvah? So the pshat is bo I atabonikosis. That means the mizbeach you're not supposed to use it. Aber atabonik be'echol kodesh hakadoshim. In other words, the assumption is wrong. It means only mizbeach avonim tasil asivne eshen. Those stones. The Torah should say asivne goes. Asim is hand the stones of the Mizbeach, bow, but the other things, Eichel and Mikdash is Muta. Yeah. Shehoye Bedin, because I could make a Kal V'chomer, could say, Ma, Mizbeach HaKal, O Salim Nusbagagagagosis, the Mizbeach which has a lesser Kedusha, means the walls of the Kodesh Kedusha, certainly called the greater Kedusha than the Mizbeach. And the Eichel itself has a greater Kedusha, the Mizbeach is only in the Azor, on the outside. So, I could think a Kal V'chomer. If already the Mizbeach HaKal, also the Mizbeach Gozes, HaHeichol, HaKodesh, HaKadoshim, HaChamurim, that the Dinhu, there should be a Kal V'chomer, Shmayir, Bone and Bone Gozes, and Gozes means when you use iron tools, HaMit Loma LaSivne, as hand Gozes, Bo Yato, Bone Gozes, Ata Bone Gozes, HaHeichol, HaKodesh, HaKadoshim. Mikan Hoye Rav Shimon Ben Eloza Omer, HaMizbeach Nivro, the Harich Shnosu Shel Odom. And why is the Mizbeach different from Beis HaMikdash? The Mizbeach was built to lengthen man's days. The man who would die for his averes now has kapor on the Mizbeach. He lives out his allotted lifespan. So, HaBarzel, iron was created, the Katzer Shnosu Shel Odom. Iron was one of the functions of iron is to shorten man's life, the sword. With short man's life. In Rashoi, Lehoni, Hamakatsa, Al Hamar. Now, it is not allowed to use an iron tool which is shortening man's life upon the stones of Mizbeach, which are lengthening man's life. There's another Chazal which says Mizbeach is for Sholom and iron is for Melchoma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer. Rav Yochanan Zakkai says, Hareya Oma Avonim Shleimos Tivno, and you shall build Avonim Shleimos. Shleimos means perfect, but it has a connotation, stones of peace. Avonim Shematilim Sholam, Avonim which make peace. Hareya Tiburim Kal V'choma, Maim Avonim Mizbeach, She'enim Lo Roos, Lo Shomos, Lo Medabros. The stones of the Mizbeach that have no sight, they can see, they can hear, they can talk. Al shematila sholam in olam avim shemayim, because they make peace between Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means kapora sabonas is the peace between Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uma HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasonim aleim bazo, no iron tools shall be swung over them. Hamachil sholam in ish leishta. If a person acts like a Mizbeach, He makes sholem, for instance, between the husband and the wife, in ear to ear, or in a political sense, he makes sholem between one city and the other, in umma to umma, one nation and the other. Now, when memsholem memsholem, one government and the other, when mishpocha to mishpocha, between one family and the other, achas kama v'kama, shlatova olaf pa'unas, that no iron sword shall ever be able to touch it. Now that's if a person works for sholem, he should be, as his chus would be, he's protected against the instruments of non-sholem, instruments of war, and so on. So this is habayis b'hibonosa. Now here we have the mora in Sota that I mentioned, tona rabona. Shomir Shabau Bono Shlomo Fesamit. He said the house was built of bineis. The stones were cut by the shomer. The shomer is some kind of a worm which was created. It looks like it, so it says a worm. And it has a secretion and you let it just crawl across a certain line. You make a certain line and the shomer is crawling alongside and that splits the stone. Shenema, the Habayis people.